Welcome to the Spending Pulse 2009 Holiday Update, an information service brought to you by MasterCard Advisors, where we bring you timely and insightful analysis of the U.S. retail economy on a national basis. Spending Pulse is a macroeconomic indicator tracking national retail sales and retail categories. It is based on aggregate sales activity in the MasterCard Payments Network, coupled with estimates for certain other payment forms, such as cash and check. It does not represent MasterCard financial performance. Please note that Spending Pulse is a subscription-based service, and therefore the data in this podcast does not present the monthly report in its entirety.
Hello, I'm Kamala Shrau, Director of Economic Research for MasterCard Advisors Spending Pulse, and I am here to review the results of Spending Pulse's 2009 Holiday Preseason Report. The report provides retail sales results within specific industry sectors for the first half of November, through the week ending November 14th. Leading up to the holiday season, U.S. retail sales continue to show relative stability despite a mild post-October apparel slowdown. Overall, the U.S. retail industry numbers continue to reflect a more stable spending environment when compared to the double-digit declines experienced during the 2008 holiday season. However, after some relatively positive results in October, several apparel industry sectors are showing a mild slowdown in sales for the first half of November. That said, the October year-over-year growth rates benefited from an extremely weak period during the first 2 weeks of October 2008. Spending Pulse first began to see signs of stability in retail spending in early quarter 2, 2009. According to our data, consumer spending essentially bottomed in the November 2008 through February 2009 timeframe. Since the spring of 2009, a generally stable environment has persisted, and as we have come into October and November 2009, some industry sectors are showing smaller year-over-year declines. In some cases in October, some areas even showed positive year-over-year comparisons. A couple of factors drove the year-to-year improvements. First, the year-over-year comps have gotten easier. The weak performance in November 2008 of some key retail sectors has resulted in easy year-over-year growth comparisons for the 2009 holiday season. Back in 2008, the sectors that were hit hardest by the consumer spending freeze, such as categories that rely on sales above the $500 threshold, now have the easiest year-over-year comparisons. Secondly, retail inventories appear to be more aligned with consumer demand. Spending Pulse average price index information is suggesting that the sales stability and improvements in 2009 are largely due to a more stable price environment. There is not the same need for the broad emergency discounting that began to occur in November 2008. If retailers can sell a comparable amount of goods in 2009 at higher prices, the year-over-year sales comparisons will benefit. Here are the numbers. Sales within the specialty apparel category were down 5.0%. This is down from the 3.4% increase in October, but still much better than the double-digit decline the sector experienced during the first 2 weeks of 2008. Women's apparel sales were down 3.3% in the first half of November compared to the first half of November 2008. While this is a year-to-year decline, the women's apparel sector has recovered to show much smaller declines in recent months, with even a small 0.7% increase in October. The women's category has experienced 9 months of double-digit year-to-year declines since October 2008. Men's apparel sales have weakened from October 2009, where the beginning of the month was relatively strong. So far, the sector is down 1.0% year-over-year through the first 2 weeks of November. The men's category has shown consistently better year-to-year comparisons than other sectors of apparel. Footwear sales have experienced some deterioration in terms of year-to-year growth in the first 2 weeks of November 2009, as sales decreased 1.5%. This is down from two consecutive months of year-over-year increases for the sector in September and October 2009. The luxury retail category showed a positive increase in the month of October, but reversed course to show negative growth in the first 2 weeks of November, On a year-over-year basis, the sector was down 9.2% compared to early November 2008. Finally, electronic sales for the period were up 6.1% year-to-year, and the e-commerce channel continues to experience growth with an increase of 19.4% over the first 2 weeks of November 2008. While many of these year-over-year comparisons are showing declines, the numbers overall continue to be much improved to the declines the sectors have experienced over the past year. This concludes our commentary for the 2009 pre-holiday season. We expect to release our mid-season holiday update on December 20th.
Thanks for listening to the Spending Pulse 2009 Holiday Update podcast. Spending Pulse reports are issued exclusively by MasterCard advisors on a variety of indicators. Please note that this Spending Pulse podcast and the data we provide are to assist you in making your own analysis of consumer retail trends. This podcast represents data only as of the date of this report. MasterCard Advisors undertakes no obligation to update the data in our Spending Pulse reports or in this podcast. For more information on Spending Pulse, visit us at MasterCardAdvisors.com or call 914-249-4545.